are going to start today with news from Europe, where leaders have been meeting at an emergency summit in Brussels to try to come to grips again with the migration crisis. Tens of thousands of migrants and refugees are now trapped in the Balkans on their way to northern Europe. Hungary closed its borders, forcing people west into Slovenia. Now more countries are threatening to do the same. Lauren Freyer reports from the Slovenia-Austria border, where thousands of migrants have been spending nights outdoors.
In Arabic and in English, Austrian police broadcast a message to the crowd. Stay calm. If you've lost your children, come to police.
Please go to the blue box.
Thousands have been sleeping here in no man's land between borders, waiting for buses to take them to Austria. But they are not calm. They are panicking.
I sit here, I and family 3 days. Why not coming bus here?
Hafiz Nadaf, a doctor from Syria, reads the news on his smartphone. More countries are threatening to close their borders. He's desperate to reach Germany before that happens. He sleeps outside rather than in a heated tent nearby so he doesn't lose his place in line for the bus. But buses arrive at a glacial pace, taking away 50 people at a time while thousands more pour in from Slovenia to the south. Tiny Slovenia says it's overwhelmed. It's received more than 60,000 people in the past week. Camps are overflowing, says another Syrian, Khaldun Ahmed, who's just come from there.
They don't have water or food, 2 days without anything. Yeah, and we don't have blankets, nothing, just floor.
Ahmed, like other Syrians here, did not flee his country when war broke out 5 years ago. He tried to wait out the fighting.
I was a student in university and I have waited for graduation. Okay, When I am graduate, I have to go to military. Okay, and I don't want to be killer. I just want to be a man and have a good life.
While his country was devolving into war, Ahmed was studying computer engineering and German.
I'm bisschen Deutsch, and I hope to complete my German learning in Germany and have master degree in Germany.
Many of the Syrians here are educated, multilingual, like Kornush Kadro, a mechanical engineer. She fled for Turkey last year but couldn't get a work permit there.
I stayed in Turkey. I wanted to come to Germany by legal way, but I couldn't. So I came by boat to Greece. It was in the sea in midnight. We scared a lot. But finally, we arrived day by day.
She's got one more country to cross, Austria, before she reaches Germany.
I told you, feel happy, feel safe, that finally I will be relaxed after this dark days, really, since 4 years. So dark days, and we lost everything. So I feel that is the end. I hope it will be the end. Inshallah.
Inshallah, she says, God willing. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Šentilj on the Slovenia-Austria border.